Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new book, Kitabu Hamdillahi Ta'ala wa Shukrihi, the book of praising and thanking Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So under this book, the first chapter that we start, Babu Fadlil Hamdi wa Shukri, the chapter on the virtue of praising and thanking Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. When it comes to the various ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has given us, really their ni'mats are countless. There's no way a person can count the ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with, Allah Ta'ala has favored him. Especially us, we're looking at our circumstances. Everybody in general has got some ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, but even more so looking at our condition, how much Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. Look at simple things that affect everyone, every person, the ability that they got. When you say every person, mean nearly every person. You'll get certain people that will be excluded. But just look at the ability Allah Ta'ala has given us. For example, we are sitting here, whilst we're sitting here, our hearts are pumping, our kidneys are functioning, our lungs are functioning, our blood is flowing, our eyes are able to see, the ears that Allah Ta'ala has given us is able to hear, this nose that Allah Ta'ala has given us is able to take air in, so we're able to breathe. Like that, we've got fingers, we've got hands, we've got the ability to sense, to touch, to feel. All this Allah Ta'ala has given to us free of charge. One car, any car that you got that's got some sensors on it, you'll notice that the sensors are only on certain spots. But look at this beautiful body that Allah Ta'ala has given us. If you take a block of ice and put it on the finger, immediately the finger will be able to sense that this is something cold, to move away. Or you got something hot, like a hot pot, put it near the finger or put the finger near it, immediately you'll feel it's hot and you'll pull away. Like that sensor is not only limited or restricted to the finger. If you take it and you put it on the arm, the block of ice, that arm also will sense it. You take it and put it in the face will be able to sense it. You take it and put it on the feet will sense it. Every part of the body Allah Ta'ala has put built-in sensors free of charge. And did you ever hear of somebody have to go and replace the sensors? The sensors are damaged. There is a need now. We all went to sleep last night. When a person goes to sleep, sometimes he remembers, I got to put the alarm on, I got to put my phone to charge, I got to check that this is put off and that is put off. When we go to sleep, did ever we have to think that, hey, I got to put my heart on, because I'm going to sleep, the heart has to still work, and let me put my kidneys on, let me put my lungs on, I must still breathe well. Nothing. A person just goes to sleep and Allah Ta'ala lets his body function continuously, even whilst he's not aware at all of what is happening. So these are all the favors that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Look at the favor that Allah Ta'ala has given us. From the time we babies, Allah has created something like love, that even though we used to mess ourselves, Allah Ta'ala created a mother, Allah Ta'ala created a father, or some people a guardian, but somebody to take care of us, bring us up, feed us, change us, clothe us, bath us. This is all from the kindness and the system of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. As we were growing, whatever we needed, Allah Ta'ala gave it to us. So many ni'mats, wa in ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha, that even if you attempt to try and count the ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, you'll never ever be able to count the countless favors that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us. It's only with our body. Can you imagine all the other things that Allah Ta'ala has given us? For example, this beautiful water that He has given us. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that two hydrogen atoms, they fuse with the oxygen atom to give us beautiful water. That water we drink, and it nourishes us, it sustains us. And that each atom got such power in there that if that atom is split, it can cause an atom bomb. But yet Allah Ta'ala gives it to us free, easy, no risk. Person doesn't say this has to be caged away, the water has to be caged away. He can leave a glass of water next to his bed and sleep. No risk, Allah Ta'ala has made it such. The same water we can bath with, we can use for our gardens, we wash ourselves and clean ourselves, we make wudu with that water. Who is giving all this to us? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. That sunlight that we need, Allah Ta'ala provides it in excess. Everyone has access to sunlight, whether you're rich or whether you're poor, free of charge. There's no Eskom bill coming, that there's sunlight coming for you free of charge from the side of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Like that, Allah Ta'ala has created rain, Allah Ta'ala has created the crops, Allah Ta'ala has created fruit. If you look at just one thing, there's countless ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. Impossible for a person to thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Think of it, you take one seed that hardly got color in it, you take it and you put it into the sand, into the ground, that's brown. You can do a test in there, you won't get any sugar, you won't get any potassium, you won't get any sodium in the normal soil of the ground. But when that banana comes out, it comes out with color, it comes out with sweet, so much of potassium in there, so much of minerals in there, like that, the amount of mangoes that will come out from the ground from one seed, amount of grapes, amount of lychees, amount of other fruit that comes out, all the carrots and the potatoes and the tomatoes. Who is causing all this to happen? And suddenly infusing it from that ground, that sugar. Look at, for example, that mango. Where it got its yellow color from? You look at the ground, it's brown. There's no sugar in there, the sweetness, the strings, all that Allah Ta'ala is providing. In the womb of the mother, in three layers of darkness, Allah Ta'ala is causing this child to be developed perfectly. Eyes in the perfect place, mouth in the perfect place, tongue in the perfect place, fingers, limbs, organs, all in the perfect place in that darkness. It has to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, only a foolish person will deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after seeing there's so many ni'mat. Like that, there's just a few. A person thinks and he ponders, he'll be amazed by the amount of ni'mat that Allah ta'ala has created us. The other day they were digging here, 6 meters deep, and water was gushing out of the ground. Who caused that water to be hidden in the ground? Then you go there, you get rock, and below the rock you get more water that comes out. Pure streams that are flowing underground, whilst we don't even know about it, from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oceans that Allah ta'ala has created, the different stars and the different galaxies that Allah ta'ala has created, the beautiful air that Allah ta'ala has given us, this oxygen in the air that nourishes and keeps his body alive. You find sometimes in hospitals, they'll have to order so much of oxygen, because if the patients need oxygen, they'll continuously order oxygen. Allah ta'ala has given us oxygen free of charge. We don't have to carry oxygen tanks on our back. We don't have to store oxygen in a boat so that we can breathe properly. Continuously Allah ta'ala is giving us this oxygen. So look at the ni'mats of Allah ta'ala, and then we'll have to realize that hamdi wa shukri. All the time we have to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time we have to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What magnificence, what greatness, what thought that an insan has to get together. All the people of the world have to get together, try and create life, and never ever create life. And Allah ta'ala creates lives in millions. Millions of ants, and millions of animals, and millions of fish, and millions of insan, and millions of people. Allah creates life and creates death, something that insan cannot create. If the whole of world gets, the world gets together, we cannot create one simple thing that Allah Ta'ala creates every day, like life. Anyway, moving on. This chapter got to do with praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person thinks of the favors of Allah Ta'ala and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he thinks of the favors of Allah Ta'ala, then he makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala Allah Ta'ala, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. In Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, remember me and I will remember you. Make shukr to me, give thanks to me, and do not be ungrateful to me. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. In Surah Ibrahim, Allah Ta'ala says, if you are grateful, I will give you more. This is the kindness from the side of Allah Ta'ala. Just make shukr to Allah. Sincerely thank Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala will keep giving a person more and more, because this person is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. In Surah Isra, Allah Ta'ala says, say, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَآخِرُ دَعْوَاهُمْ أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. In Surah Yunus, Allah Ta'ala is explaining as far as the people of Jannah are concerned. Imagine after going to Jannah, what a ni'mat, what a favor. That is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala didn't need to give us Jannah for doing good. It's good that is we need to do the good, but yet Allah through His kindness, His mercy, His clemency, is willing to give us such a massive Jannah for doing little bit of good in this world. So the people of Jannah also, when they see what Allah ta'ala has blessed them and what Allah ta'ala has given them, this will be their invocation, this will be their dua. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَاهُمْ. At the end of their invocation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people of Jannah will say, all praise is due to Allah ta'ala, who is the sustainer of the entire universe. So Allah ta'ala also give us that tawfiq. Daily we take out some time and we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A nice good habit to have in one's life is daily take out time and read 2 rakats salatu shukra. Every day, oh Allah, I'm making 2 rakats shukr, and I'm thanking you for all the ni'mat that you have given me. And at no time, oh Allah, am I ungrateful and unthoughtful of all these beautiful ni'mat that you have given me. So when a person makes shukr for these ni'mat, then Allah Ta'ala makes it such that Allah Ta'ala gives a person more. We will continue, inshallah, with this beautiful chapter. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.